Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Remember when you said you were done, but you still went back? When you said you're not drinking anymore, but you still drank? When you said this is the last time I'm putting up with this, but it in fact was not the last time? When you decide to be the best version of yourself, there are things in your life that you do today that you will have to cut out. But how can you possibly resist the temptation for these things that you've been doing for so long? The best way to resist temptation is to not even put yourself in the environment to begin with. But how can you possibly do that? How can you get to a point where you no longer feel tempted by your vices? And also, the friends and the people in your life you used to do these things with don't even invite you anymore because they see how much you've grown. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability for your life to become the best version of yourself. Today, I'm going to walk you through practical steps to be able to resist temptation in those areas of your life and put your vices to the side. And we'll do that by walking through the foundation that you need to build, how to strengthen your character and your standards, and then we'll talk about some practical steps you can apply. So let's start with your foundation, because you need to have this solidified before we go any further. If this is not done, you will have a very hard time putting those things behind you. So the foundation that you need to build when you decide you want to change and you want to start saying no to certain things that you know are not working out for you is your moral compass or your faith. Let me explain what I mean. Personally, my moral compass, my faith, my standard is that of a Christian, right? Now, the Bible gives you instructions for what a Christian should be like, how we should love one another, how we should treat each other, right? It tells you how to act. Another example is with love. We all want love. We talk about love all the time. But the Bible tells you in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, and so on and so forth. So now, when you are going through the world living life and somebody says they love you, you can look at that scripture and say, do they align with what the scripture says about love? Is the way they treat me an example of love based on what the Bible defines love as? So when you have that foundation in place, you know what to measure everybody else's love and the love that you give others against, because that is the faith that you say you believe in, right? That is your moral compass. That is the standard that you are working towards. And I used to be atheist in my teens. So when I was atheist, I didn't read the Bible. I didn't really care about the Father, the Son, nor the Holy Spirit. I literally did not care. And so I had no moral compass. I had nothing guiding me through life. I was trying to live and do everything on my own. I was leaning on my understanding and I was suffering because I couldn't understand anything. I was trying to carry all of my burdens by myself and I felt very hopeless. I felt a lot of despair and I literally almost ended my life, like I told y'all in a previous episode. But it was when I started to develop a foundation by going to God and learning about the Christian faith and being a Christian, that's when I got stability in my life because I had something to lean on, right? So that is why the foundation is important, not just for stability, but because it gives you a standard to work up to and to measure yourself and everybody else in your life against. Because if this is the moral code that you say you have, then you need to understand the biblical principles to know how to apply it in your life. Which brings me to my next point, your character and your standards. When you have your foundation solidified and you have these biblical principles telling you what to do, how to live your life, how to be a good Christian, how to be like Jesus, you now start making your character and your standards align with the biblical principles. Your character is basically your moral and ethical qualities that dictate your behavior. So what you believe, that dictates how you act. And your standards is basically what you deem as acceptable. So if you have your foundation solidified, you have that moral compass, you are a Christian and you want to adopt biblical principles in your life, you use that as your moral compass. The ultimate goal is to have your character and your standards aligned with those biblical principles for three main reasons. Number one, it will give you clarity on what to do and what not to do in your life and how to treat other people. For example, with 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4, it tells you what love is. Now you know how to measure how you love people against that standard and to measure how people love you against that standard. The second reason is you will now feel convicted anytime you are in those situations where you give in to temptation. And because of that, it just won't feel the same. So maybe before you used to be with somebody in a toxic relationship, but now you know what the best version of yourself looks like. Now you have your foundation solidified in Christianity. It tells you what love is. You know what love is. And when you measure how this person treats you against what love is, you see that it's not love. Now you can't just comfortably sit in that relationship regardless of why you ended up there. Now you know, you feel it. You know it is wrong. And even if you go back, even if you give in to temptation, even if you have a slip up, you feel very convicted. Like it won't hit the same. You will feel very disgusted with yourself. You will feel shame. You will feel embarrassed. You will feel disappointed in yourself. Before you were convicted, before you had a moral standard, before you had those ethics, before you decided to go all in on your faith, you probably romanticized toxic relationships. You probably romanticized situationships. You probably didn't have a problem wasting your time. But now that you have that foundation, now that you know what love is, now that you understand boundaries, now that you know how you should treat others and how others should treat you, now you see that these relationships, that person does not align with that standard. And you will feel very convicted every time you spend time with that person, every time you talk to that person, every time you respond to a text when you know you should have them blocked. The conviction will make it almost intolerable because it just honestly, it just won't hit the same anymore. And the third reason is when your character and your standards align with your moral compass, the foundation, the faith, people will simply stop inviting you to those things and doing those things and stop bringing the same drama and toxicity to your life because they will realize that it's no longer aligned with who you are. Like I said, your character defines your moral and ethical qualities that dictate your behavior. So if you believe it's okay to have boundaries because God shows us that boundaries are okay in the Bible, now you set and enforce boundaries. So when people try you after you start saying no and resisting temptation, you understand that this does not mean you run back to it and you give up on yourself or you betray yourself. This means that you probably need to put some distance in between you and them because they don't respect your boundaries. When you start embodying that, when your character and your standards shift and they start aligning with Christian principles, people just don't look at you like the type of person that would do those things anymore. Once you change your character, once you change your standards, once you change what is required for people to be in your life, I'm telling you, it's not even a matter of, well, what am I going to do about the people in my life who feel some type of way, or the people I used to do those things with, they will naturally fall off. Sometimes it won't even take a conversation. You'll be talking to them and you just feel like y'all have nothing in common anymore.
Stay cool and choose from over 40 in-stock ceiling fans for under $100, plus an 11% rebate at Menards. We carry the largest selection of in-stock Hunter ceiling fans, available in a variety of designs, finishes, and features. Create the perfect look and lighting for any room with a new Hunter ceiling fan. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans, plus the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. That's what happens when you build a strong foundation that's rooted in your faith, and you start aligning your character and your standards with that. When you understand your new identity in Christ, you will start tailoring your relationships and the things that you do to align with that. And you won't miss what doesn't. You won't miss the temptations, because you won't even enjoy it anymore, because you will now feel convicted anytime you try to do it. And you will realize that it will be replaced by peace that surpasses all understanding. So when we talk about resisting temptation and not falling into old habits and old vices, there's avoidance, where you just run away from things and you try to isolate yourself. And because you're isolated, you feel like it's working because you haven't done anything. But when you get back in the environment and you get back around the people who used to do that with, you end up doing it again. There's avoidance, which is ineffective, and then there's character development. When you change your character, when it aligns with that foundation, when it aligns with your faith, eventually, not immediately, but eventually, you will get to a point where you can be around people, and it's not that you judge them, but it's like you just don't relate anymore. So there's no reason to run. There's no reason to isolate yourself. It's literally just not a part of who you are anymore. Now, something very important that I want to remind you of is you need to give yourself grace while you go through this process. You are changing. You have been doing these things for a long time. You are not just going to suddenly wake up and then not feel the need to do it anymore. Or maybe you won't feel a need for some time, but then you will be triggered by an event or something and you might fall into temptation again. Give yourself grace. You've been doing it longer than you haven't been doing it. You might have a few slip-ups, that's okay. But once you focus on your foundation and aligning your character with that, I promise you it will get easier over time. I'm speaking from experience. And now, because you're changing, because your character is changing, people will notice the difference in you, and they just won't even want to invite you because they'll feel like you're not fun anymore, or you change, or, you know, like all of these things. But it's like a good thing that you are no longer the person that you used to be, because you weren't happy when you were that person. And it will also make them uncomfortable to be around you in the situation, because you are not the same person you used to be. You will have less and less opportunities to even say no, because people will ask you a lot less, because they'll see that you have changed for the better. And the last piece of advice I want to give you is that when you find it hard to resist temptation, go back to your foundation. Go back to what reinforces your moral compass, i.e. God. So when you find yourself struggling with temptation for certain things, pray. Give it to God. If he asks you to go over here, but this person is calling you over there, ask him to reveal people's intentions. Ask him to give you the courage to say no. Or you can watch sermons and read the Bible, find verses that align with your situations, and it will tell you what to do. And you will find comfort in that. Like I gave you with the love example. If you're in a situation where you're going back and forth with a person, right? And you may have had feelings for this person, but, you know, things are ending and you're trying to move on. Look at the scripture about love. If that person is trying to manipulate you and call it love, replace the word love in the verse with their name. And if those principles does not describe that person, then you know it is not love. So, for example, where it says love is patient, love is kind, if his name is James, say James is patient, James is kind. If James is not patient, James, that is not love, right? It is not love according to the moral compass, the foundation that you stand for, that you believe in. Therefore, it does not meet the standard that you should follow. So you have your answer on whether or not you should keep that person in your life, because sometimes your feelings can cloud your judgment. But when you go back to God, when you go back to the word, it reinforces your decision. So when you find yourself struggling to resist temptation, find a scripture, find a sermon, pray, go to God, go back to what reinforces your foundation. The second thing is start saying no more often and start communicating with people. So and this is going to be very hard if you are a recovering people pleaser like myself, okay? But you need to start communicating with people. When I decided that I did not want to be around excessive drugs and alcohol use anymore, I had to explain that to my friends, right? Because when they would invite me places, you know, like especially in college or like after college and stuff, when I really started changing, when they would invite me to these places, because I used to be there before, it was just like common sense. And because I was their friend, it was just like common to invite me because it was something that I had previously shown that I was okay with. But now that I'm changing, I can't just say no every time they invite me, because now that leads to misunderstandings, people thinking that I'm moving funny or I don't want to be their friend or whatever, whatever, whatever. Because I am not communicating why I am saying no. I am not communicating that I am changing, right? I had to have a conversation with my friends saying that I no longer want to be around this. And if you are going to do this, and I am not going to judge you or shame you or whatever for it, because that does not align with the foundation, the standard that I follow, right? We are supposed to love one another, so I try not to judge other people. So I'm not going to judge you or shame you for it, but I am letting you know that that is something that I no longer want to be around. So if you are inviting me to something and that's what's going to happen, I would appreciate it if you let me know. I will likely say no, but you know how sometimes people want to extend the invitation just out of courtesy? They might extend the invitation, but they will let me know if something that I have communicated that I no longer want to be around is going to be present, and then I'm going to say no, and then they'll be like, cool. And then there's no misunderstanding. You see what I mean? It's very important to start communicating the changes that you are going through to the people in your life. If they love you, if they care about you, if they respect you, they will respect your wishes. They will respect this change. If they don't, they will have a problem with it. And which is more important? Keeping somebody who doesn't respect your boundaries or being rooted in your faith? Which one are you going to get a better return on? You see what I'm saying? Choose your faith. And as you work on developing your character, something I want you to be mindful of is your values. And to help with that, I would recommend you listening to episode 96, which is, do your relationships align with your core values? So that is all I have to say today, and I will talk to you next Sunday.